Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is dashes. Last week, when I was speaking at the Fields and Writers Conference on Bainbridge Island, someone in the audience asked about dashes. When should she use a dash, and how is it different from a colon? Well, the difference between a colon and a dash is pretty subtle. They can both serve to introduce a related element after the sentence, but a dash is a stronger and more informal mark than a colon. Think of a colon as part of the sentence that just ambles along. Squiggly has two hobbies, and now I'm going to tell you what they are, colon, cooking, and bothering aardvark. A colon informs the reader that something more is coming along. The words after a colon define or clarify what came before the colon. The two hobbies before the colon are defined after the colon as cooking and bothering aardvark. A dash also introduces extra material, but, well, a dash is quite a dramatic punctuation mark. Think of it as a dashing young man is certainly not an ordinary young man. And if you're dashing off to the store, you're not just going to the store, you're going in a flurry. A dash interrupts the flow of the sentence and tells the reader to get ready for some important or dramatic statement. If you added a dash to the hobbies sentence, it would conceptually read something like this. Squiggly has two hobbies. Wait for it, dash, cooking and bothering aardvark. Wow. Normally, you don't want to follow a dash with something boring or mundane. So, given that there isn't really anything exciting about Squiggly's hobbies, a dash may not be the best choice here. It would be a better choice if that sentence were part of a mystery novel, where aardvark had been attacked with chocolate pudding and the police were investigating Squiggly's involvement. Then it could be a dramatic announcement that Squiggly's two hobbies are cooking and bothering aardvark, and a dash would make more sense. And here's a very important rule about dashes. Never, never, never use a hyphen in place of a dash. A hyphen is not a junior dash, and it has its own completely separate use that I'll talk about some other time. But I can't talk about dashes without telling you not to use hyphens when you should use dashes. It's a common error. If for some reason you can't insert the dash symbol, use two hyphens right next to each other, hyphen, hyphen. If you type two hyphens without any spaces on either side, most word processors will automatically convert them to an M dash. If you put spaces on both sides of the two hyphens, word processors will often automatically convert them to an N dash. Huh? What are these M dashes and N dashes of which I speak? An M dash is longer than an N dash. Those might seem like strange names, but they make sense when you realize that traditionally, the M dash is as long as the typeset capital letter M, and the N dash is as long as the typeset capital letter N. The M dash is the kind of dash I was talking about before. It's the kind of dash you use in a sentence. When people say use a dash, they almost always mean the M dash. An N dash is used much less frequently, and usually only to indicate a range of inclusive numbers. You'd use an N dash to write something like, Squiggly will be on vacation December 2nd to December 9th. Where the 2 between the dates is an N dash and indicates that Squiggly will not be in the office starting the 2nd of December and will return after the 9th of December because the N dash indicates that the numbers are inclusive of the two dates. Whether you're using the longer M dash in a sentence or the shorter N dash to indicate an inclusive range, there are no spaces between the dash and the words around it. This is actually a style choice, so you should consult a style guide if your company or teacher has one, but I recommend using no spaces. That's all about dashes. Finally, you can find a complete transcript of this podcast at the Grammar Girl section of quickanddirtytips.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.